This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 467 for Monday, July 8th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Monday morning, retreating from overnight gains as losses in outside markets and chart-based positioning weighed on prices. Canola down $2 to $4, the November contract down $3.50 at $654.70 per ton. That contract had briefly traded above its 200-day moving average around $661 in overnight activity before running into resistance. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil accounted for spillover selling pressure, with European rapeseed also lower. The Malaysian palm oil market was closed today for a holiday. A lack of major weather concerns for the new crop and large old crop supplies overhanging the market weighed on prices, although forecasts calling for hot temperatures across much of the prairies over the next week could stress developing fields. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. Positioning ahead of the USDA's monthly supply-demand report out Friday should be a feature this week. Soybeans, pressured by relatively favorable weather forecasts, the November contract down 29 cents at an even $11 per bushel. The lingering effects of Hurricane Beryl are expected to bring moisture across much of the central and eastern Corn Belt over the next week, but excessive precipitation could cause problems in some areas. Condition ratings for U.S. soybeans are generally expected to show some improvement this week. Poor export demand is also weighing on soybeans as China continues to show little interest in new crop U.S. beans. Corn, also pressured by relatively favorable U.S. crop weather and improving growing conditions, the September contract down 12 cents at $3.98 per bushel. Farmers in Brazil are reportedly making good progress bringing in their second corn crop, with a harvest at about two-thirds complete. The USDA did announce private export sales of 135,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations, and that was somewhat supportive. Wheat weaker as seasonal harvest pressure weighs on prices, and the U.S. is thought to be making good progress bringing in this year's crop. Minneapolis spring wheat down 18 cents in September at $6.15 per bushel. Kansas City 20 cents lower in the September contract at $5.78 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 17 cents in September at $5.72 per bushel. Declining Russian wheat prices as the country looks to remain competitive in the global export market also weighed on wheat prices. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, July 8th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.